only have a couple more left for y'all. We're going to do one of mine. One of my songs. Yay.
Woo.
This is one that I wrote about the late, great Sidney Poitier. I'm a huge movie fan, I guess, and a particular fan of Sidney Poitier's movies. I remember seeing In the Heat of the Night when I was about 12 years old, and it really changed me. And he had more incredible movies, Porgy and Bess. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was one that really changed the game. He died a couple of years ago. And I was reading Sidney Poitier's obituary in the New York Times, and I discovered that he was Bahamian American and that he was also Hollywood's first black leading man. He came up in what we call now the golden age of Hollywood. The reason it intrigued me that he was Bahamian American was because I myself am Caribbean Canadian. And I just wanted to know more about his life. And it turned out that he was born in Miami. His parents were on vacation from the Bahamas to Miami for 2 weeks. And Sidney Poitier was born early. He was born premature. And that kind of started off, it kicked off a life of, I think, showing up unexpectedly in places and just making his presence known and making his artistry known despite all odds. He didn't learn how to read that well by the time he was an adult. He knew that he wanted to be an actor, but he was tone deaf, and so he couldn't be the type of black actor that I guess New York City and America wanted, which was this all singing, all dancing one. But he learned to improve his reading. A waiter in New York City taught him, a waiter at a diner that he frequented taught him how to read a little bit better. And he went to auditions, and eventually he won some of those auditions, and eventually that took him to California and to Hollywood. And I just thought, you know, what a life that must have been. It's very hard to be the first one and the only one. I was thinking a lot about that as a kind of theme. And so this is kind of an ode to Sidney and what he might have been feeling, the good and the bad. This is called Sidney.